USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. military says it successfully recovered most of the suspected Chinese balloon that was shot down over South Carolina. The debris is being shipped to a laboratory for analysis, according to U.S. Northern Command. The Chinese spy balloon flew over the U.S. and Canada for a week before it was downed off the coast by President Biden's order. Four U.S. troops wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke from the White House about what happened.
As the Pentagon has reported, an explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one of the working dogs suffering some injuries.
The four are part of a U.S. Special Operations Forces.
The troops and the working dog are in stable condition.
I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier today, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown made the promise to scared residents in East Palestine, Ohio, after a toxic train derailment.
I spoke to the president this morning directly, one-on-one, about this, and he and I agree that we will find a way to get FEMA engaged.
It would appear that panned out. Today, the White House says the Biden administration is pledging to commit federal resources to help the people of East Palestine for as long as it takes. A Norfolk Southern Railway train derailment and resulting toxic release February 3rd has led to widespread fear in the community. House Republicans in Congress want answers from the Biden administration on the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Oversight Committee is requesting all documents, communications, and info related to the pullout of American troops from that country in 2021, after a nearly two-decade-long war. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression. He voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed to receive treatment this week. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The unidentified flying object downed by a U.S. fighter jet over Lake Huron may never be recovered.
Because of where it is over Lake Huron, I mean, we all have to accept the possibility that we may not be able to recover it.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Canadian crews recently suspended their search efforts. Kirby says it's also not clear if debris from two other objects shot down over Alaska and Canada will be found due to rough terrain and weather.
They're unidentified. They're not responding to any kind of communication, so we don't know who owns them or what their purpose is. And they're flying in sovereign U.S. airspace.
Meanwhile, Kirby said the final pieces of the Chinese surveillance balloon shot down off the coast of the Carolinas were recovered this week and have been taken to the FBI's lab in Quantico, Virginia, for further analysis. The five former Memphis police officers charged with the murder of Tyre Nichols in Memphis pleaded not guilty in court today. They were all fired after Nichols' beating during a traffic stop in January. Nichols died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family was in court saying they want justice for Tyre. A judge is issuing a nationwide order banning Starbucks from firing union supporters. Earlier today, U.S. District Judge Mark Goldsmith ruled that a barista who was let go from her position in April must be offered her job back with no penalties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.